I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert of West Allis?
Morning, Matt. I agree with a lot of the stuff you and Dave from Mequon, surprisingly, said. You know, there is a danger with Russia and China, you know, if they kind of get together, you know, you could see the parallels, or they could make the argument that, you know, Ukraine is to Russia, Taiwan is to China, you know, and kind of split our attention. One thing that was interesting is yesterday I saw, I was listening to the BBC where they interviewed the negotiator from Iran. He lived in the United States for a number of years. I believe he teaches English studies and other things at the University of Tehran. But the argument he was making is three successive administrations, we've never lived up to our part of the deal. So that when Obama was in, even though they said they were going to do something, certain things if they honored the agreement, it sounded like with banking and shipping and other things that they were kind of working behind the scenes against it. You know, obviously the whole thing got ripped up during Trump, and his point was now with Biden, we're continuing the same path where they still want to keep kind of economic sanctions on them, but not, they want them to go back to 2015 or 16 when the agreement was negotiated, but they're not willing to lift the sanctions or anything that's kind of having a big impact on their people. I don't know how much of that is true, but that was kind of their side of the argument that he laid out.
Yeah, Robert, that's terrific input. Let me give you a couple of responses from history. And when it comes to Russia and China, your first point, most people don't remember this, but during the Vietnam War in 1969, there was a shooting war between Russia and China. Did you know that? They have some disputed land that each claimed title to, and it resulted in a brief war. Nobody out there remembers that. And at the time, you probably didn't pay attention because we were in the middle of the Vietnam War. China and Russia have nothing in common. They have a border, but nothing in common. One is a Slavic country, Eastern Orthodox. The other one is an Asian country, the Han Chinese, with a strong Buddhist and Confucian tradition. They culturally have nothing in common. And it should be rudimentary for our foreign policy to create divisions between them. I've never understood why they all hack into our social media and we don't hack into their social media to divide them. During the Vietnam War, the Vietnamese and the Chinese don't like each other. The Vietnamese are afraid of the Chinese. It would have been very easy, of course, we had no social media back in the 60s, to divide Vietnam and China. We've already done it now. It is painless and bulletproof, bullet-free, to divide people ethnically and culturally as they try to do with us. And we don't do that, and we should. So this is a momentary marriage of convenience between Russia and China. They hate each other. They have a common border that's in dispute, part of it. And going forward, it should be possible to ratchet them down. I want to give a larger picture to the idea of negotiating with Iran. And I'll say something that will be heretical to a lot of people on the left in the Democratic Party. But it's this. People talk about, well, did we negotiate with them? They're not in good faith, but we did this. Why are we negotiating with them? Who are they? They need one simple directive. You will not produce missiles and nuclear weapons. You will grow pistachio nuts and pomegranates and do the things that you do well. Some very smart people. You'll work on computer software, that kind of thing. Aspire to have something like Microsoft set up a program in your country like they do in Ireland. Get with the program. Iran is the remnant of the Persian Empire. It goes back thousands of years. They fought the Greeks. You read the Iliad? They fought the Greeks. They fought the West for a long, long time. Now they are Iran. They have illusions of historical grandeur. I'm not interested in illusions of historical grandeur. We're not promoting that for the United States. We're promoting Western values, liberty, freedom of religion, privacy, capitalism, That's what we're promoting. That is what we are promoting. We don't care what your ethnicity, your religion is, worship whoever you want, but you will not commit jihad against the West. And a nuclear weapon is the ultimate weapon of jihad. And as the Greeks did their best, they ultimately got overrun by the Ottoman Empire. And that's not going to happen to the United States, and so, and or to Europe. I would rather welcome Iran. The people are good people. They're very good people. They're very smart people. Welcome them. But get rid of missiles and nuclear weapons. We're not negotiating with you. We're telling you, get rid of them or we'll go in and bomb them. Now, we don't say that, but everybody knows if they have a nuclear weapon and they start wheeling it out on the tarmac and putting on a missile, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? I don't want that to happen. That shouldn't have to happen. Build your economy. We'll get rid of the sanctions. Get rid of nuclear weapons. We're not negotiating with it. Every tin horn in the world comes up with a nuclear weapon because we educated their people in MIT and Caltech and baloney. I'm tired of it. We're going to the lines. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind? Hey, Nick of Lake Mills.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm watching the news last night, and, you know, the Democrats are saying, like, well, we're going to fight for voting rights. We're going to keep on fighting for voting rights. And I'm like, well, who are they fighting? Themselves? Because I don't see no action, no proactive action taken on their part to start holding people accountable. I heard about the Packers sweep. What about the Democrats do the Patriots sweep and arrest the Wisconsin 10 and start arresting these people that are perpetuating this fraud? And I'll leave it at that. Patriots.
Yeah, no, you're, yeah. I'm not going to leave it at that because you raised a great point. Nick, you raised a great point. We have Gableman, we have Voss, and then we have a couple of quislings like Sinema and Manchin stabbing us in the back. Okay? So how are we going to get voting rights? I think Biden's doing his best. I think Schumer's doing their best. You can't force Sinema and Manchin to do the right thing. And now I got to give you some breaking news. Democrats in Arizona, They censured Sinema, as you know, and now they're afraid that she is swamping Kelly, Mark Kelly, our Senate candidate up this time. There's no oxygen in the room. He can't get any press. It's all about Sinema. They are afraid that this will spill over. Her treachery to the Democratic Party is now spilling over as a campaign issue and could swamp his message. It could swamp his message. This is wrong. It's going to hurt voting rights. And when we say voting rights, we're not talking about anything extreme. Get rid of gerrymandering. Let people vote absentee, have drop boxes, have enough voting machines so they only have to stand in line half an hour instead of 8 hours. How is that unreasonable? This is wrong, very wrong. What's going on? Excellent point. Thanks for calling in, Nick. We are going to the end of the show. It was a great show. Great call-ins on all sides of the issues, which I like. Stand by for some great programming. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.